The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I just want to continue today's theme around clear awareness a bit more. Say a few more words about that. I'll probably use an example to maybe point at what I'm about to say here. So a while ago, I came back from IRC meditation retreat, and I have a young son at home. So we haven't seen each other for a while, and you know, it's not that I get to do this very often, and we haven't spoken to each other. You know, we don't have access to internet. And so it's kind of precious the first day going back home. And so in the evening when he's about to sleep, and I lie down next to him and kind of lie down on the sideways and facing him. And when he was ready to sleep, he just kind of flipped around and lying down the same way as I did, and kind of wiggled his little body inside mine. It was a very sweet moment. And so since it's, you know, right outside, right out of the retreat, and it was still quite, you know, in transition of the retreat mode, so I just tuned in to that moment. So we both closed our eyes, and he's ready to sleep. And as I was closing my eyes, initially, I had to feel this vivid sense of two bodies, my body and his body, and get a sense of kind of boundaries of our bodies, even as if kind of in my closed eyes, I'm seeing it. Just kind of like that, lying down in the bed. But as I kind of tuned in a bit more to the more direct experience of the experience at that moment, I began to feel the sensations in the body, the warmth and coolness of our touch points, and then the movements of the breath. And so what became very clear at that moment was, oh, the sense of bodies are gone. And his body and mine were not there, were just the sensations. And that's what I could really sense and then feel. And so as I stayed with that more, and then the all the perceived names of my sensations, labels of my sensations, are not needed. I could just be there for the bodily phenomenon, for lack of a better term right now, and sensations just as they are. Just this. No need to label it this and that. Big, strong, long, short. Whatever it is, no need for that. As awareness knows the experience of the body. Just as this. As this. And no need to add additional labels. And so this process was telling, very telling for me. I began to notice that a lot of the concepts and abstractions are the creations of our mind, independent upon the sense contact, a bodily contact, our hearing, seeing, smelling. And all the conceptualization of this body, that body, you know, wrapped around by the skin bag, we define it as a body. Yet this is just a concept of it. In our direct experience, what we feel, we know. When our awareness is clear, we know what it is without spinning up a lot of concepts and ideas of it. And so sitting here, I'm opening my eyes and seeing. I can be seeing what is right in front of me. You know, different human beings, the big room, the light, colors. And upon seeing, there can be labels, people's names arising, getting created. And then upon that, memories of who the person is and what we've been doing it together in some situations or things we've done together, and the history, and the stories, judgments, comparisons can all arise. But in the clear awareness, we can see them for what they are. The created virtual realities. When we're not able to see what is happening, what tends to happen is we begin to spin around with all the stories, kind of like a movie, you know, screen after screen, and we start believing the stories in the movie. And our kind of awareness get hijacked. And sometimes the felt sense of becoming hijacked by our concepts and ideas, imaginations, is that of, and for me, it's a sense of being spinning around in some way, and just kind of hopping around from one story to the next and one thought to the next. And another image that comes to me is that of being locked up with very busy, congested room, and not able to know that, oh, we're being caught in all of this virtual realities. But these are the things for us to see that is happening. And so the clear sense of awareness is to bring to light. Oh, we can turn the light on. All of a sudden we see, oh, just a thought. Just a belief. And this is happening. And also see the effects of what this feels like when we're caught in our imaginations. And so sometimes the effect for me is as if I'm being pulled, leaning forward in some way by my thoughts, my imaginations. And when I can really tune in to that effect and becoming clear about what the effects are, we begin to see our bodies wants to be released from that. The visceral sense of our bodies naturally wanted to be relieved. Kind of leaning towards release, but our mind can still spinning around and pull us into it. And so in our practice, when we can begin to tease apart the direct experience of the body and direct experience of our and the mental and physical phenomena, we have a chance to kind of step out of the spinning and step out of the walls, imaginary walls that we create in our world. And in the sense of a clear awareness, as soon as we begin to see, open up our eyes to see what is happening, and allow yourself to feel if there is a sense of a freedom in the seeing itself. And for me, the visceral sense of that is almost as if you step out of the spinning world. And that itself, to me, is a sense of a freedom. And so in our practice, mindfulness practice, we kind of stress a lot in terms of paying careful attention to what is happening and to see clearly. And instead of seeing it through our beliefs and our concepts and abstractions and our projections. And if we notice that we're seeing through our beliefs and our concepts and projections, and to see that for what they are, and without pushing them away or pulling them in, and simply see them for what they are. There are fleeting moments of mental phenomenon arising and passing. And so I invite you to become clear with your present experience. So thank you for your practice today. It's really lovely to be able to spend a half day together meditating. So at this point,